Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about the trade deadline that ended today, our waiver wire grabs for the week, a review of last week's games, and our predictions for this Thursday's game, Broncos-Raiders. To start off with the trade deadline, what is going on? I expected the Jets to be selling, but everything defensively, I should say.
I should say they didn't sell everything.
They're two key pieces, but like, I'm shocked.
I think a lot.
I'm shocked with Sauce.
Yeah, both of them. I was shocked by Sauce.
I mean, they were really selling everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how they trade both of those guys, but not Breesaw.
Yeah. It did come out they wanted a third, and the Chiefs they're the only ones that are out that were trying to get him, and they were very adamant about only doing a fourth.
That doesn't make sense to me for both teams.
I thought they'd be willing to give up a third. I mean, yeah.
The Chiefs should have been willing to give up.
Just a third.
That makes a huge difference for that team if they get Breesaw.
Yeah.
I mean, he does everything.
I mean, it doesn't really.
All in one.
Like, yeah.
He would be a great compliment.
It would be
to
a
offense.
Huge upgrade for the Chiefs. Yeah.
That's just crazy.
But, I mean, whatever. Stupid. But, yeah, Sauce to the Colts. I think that's a huge upgrade for the Colts defense.
That's
they really
needed
that help. Yeah. And they have a solid one now. Kenny Moore as a three is insane. I mean, it's just
agreed.
Crazy. That is such a good backfield now. Yeah. But two firsts and AD Mitchell. I mean, I don't think it was an overpay, but I think they have to win.
It was an overpay.
They have to win for this to actually work out in their favor.
I think they have to win the Super Bowl to make that a good trade.
Yeah.
Not necessarily this year.
I mean, they just gave up the future for 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce has the talent. They just got to put it all together.
Yeah.
It's a really talented team.
Yeah. 100%. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, the defense will definitely, I think it'll look much better. But, yeah. Quinnen Williams going to the Cowboys with Logan Wilson. I think they upgraded two positions right there. I mean, Logan Wilson's going to be a lot of help for that linebacker core. He was decent for Cincinnati for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely getting older. But I think it's a really under-the-radar move that will impact the Cowboys' defense more than people think.
Yeah. But
Quinnen Williams,
I mean, him working with Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark is definitely going to help him a little bit.
I mean, if the run defense doesn't improve now, something is seriously wrong with the coaching there.
100%. Jacoby Myers. Going to, where'd he go?
Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville. For a 4th and 6 is crazy. For a player that plays at, like, a wide receiver one, I mean, I think that's a steal. They just got to resign him, but I don't think that'd be too hard.
Yeah, for a 4th and 6, I would say you probably want to try and resign him, but I don't know if that's a must either. I think it's a nice fit. It gives them another nice weapon.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for Parker Washington? That kind of saddens me because I thought Parker was starting to come into his own a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely takes a hit to his target share.
Yeah, for
probably
sure.
A huge hit.
I think he could still be relevant in deeper leagues, but I mean, it definitely upgrades their wide receiving core, though.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, if Trevor Lawrence still sucks, I've been thinking this, but he's definitely the problem.
Oh, T-Lo.
If he can't succeed now.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2021 quarterback drafts really sucked. But yeah, Rashid Shaheed for a fourth and a fifth to Seattle. I mean, they just made it better too. I think he could take the two spot from Cooper Kupp too.
That's definitely happening.
Yeah.
The question now is, does Cooper Kupp kind of become irrelevant unless there's an injury, or do they take time away from Torrey Holt? I think Cooper Kupp is the one who loses playing time here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Dude doesn't stay healthy. He can't.
He can't stay healthy.
That's what
but
it seems like.
He's
had injury
all that
problems. Yeah, no, just I don't know.
Horton just had a really nice game.
He hasn't looked the same the last couple of years. Oh yeah, he killed it last week.
Yeah,
that dude was on fire.
Yeah, but take your amp.
I mean,
him
this
up
trade
you.
Deadline was crazy. Oh, probably
she did.
That week sucked. I don't want to talk about it.
I want to say, like,
stupid football.
Is it surprising that both Buffalo and Pittsburgh specifically did not try and get one of those two receivers for the price that they were being, that they got traded for?
I mean, I feel like Rashid Shaheed would have been a great grab for them, but
for
I guess they
teams,
didn't think so, that or they didn't offer enough. Yeah.
Shaheed would have been a magnificent addition to either of those rosters. Now, I would argue that Shaheed is probably not a huge upgrade over what Buffalo already has. And they have a plethora of guys in that. Shaheed is better, but I don't know if he's that much better that you want to give up the cap. So I can somewhat see that argument. I still think that they should have done that. But Pittsburgh specifically, Calvin Austin is nowhere near as good as Rashid Shaheed.
No.
Not even close.
I agree.
Nothing against Calvin Austin. I think he's a solid player. I think Roman Wilson is not even close to that either.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Pittsburgh specifically, I see no argument to be made to not give up those picks for that.
Yeah.
Maybe New Orleans thought Seattle would finish behind them, behind Pittsburgh. And so they went with theirs. I don't know. But I see a world where Pittsburgh finishes with a worse record than Seattle. I very much expect that to happen.
Oh, me too. I mean, Seattle looks amazing right now.
If Pittsburgh's defense plays the way they did against Indy, I'm wrong. But that's the first time all season they've played that way. First time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got done with week 9. So I don't trust that to happen.
That's a lot of weeks without playing well. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'd say this is a pretty good trade deadline, you.
Ah,
definitely a crazy one.
Definitely more impact than I anticipated. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, the Jets carried this one.
Oh, yeah. But they didn't do enough.
They definitely carried this trade deadline.
They would. It'll be interesting to see what they do in the offseason.
With this offense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and if they continue to tear it down and just keep acquiring more picks, they've already got a bunch of them. We can go over that some on Friday when we do our next podcast. But they've got a lot of draft cap.
Mm-hmm.
Draft capital now. In the next couple of years.
Yeah. I think like 2027, they have 3 first, which is crazy.
The Jets and Browns will direct the next 2 drafts, at least early on.
Yeah. Yep. Review of the week, this last week. I mean, this week wasn't great.
It was not a weird week.
I'd say fantasy. Yeah. Not a great fantasy week.
Not great,
especially
for
me. Very rough.
Not great for betting.
No, it was not great for betting. That was understatement of the year. It was terrible, terrible for betting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
there's a whole lot of weird stuff
crazy
happening.
Crazy week. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought the Minnesota Vikings were going to beat Detroit? Not me.
I didn't.
I thought Detroit was going to kill them. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Detroit. Man,
inconsistent.
Like they're playing really good against some teams, and then they suck the next. They're all over the place right now.
I feel like that's
it's
most
just
of the
like
NFC
that news. Offense just doesn't look like it's clicking.
Not consistently.
Like, yeah, I mean,
click just
I don't know.
Fine.
I don't
against
know
the
what
Bears.
Their plan will be. That don't count. Bears defense sucks. Too many injuries. Everybody's injured. That's the understatement of the year. Bears cannot stay healthy defensively. But yeah, on the topic of the Bears game, that was a great game.
That was a great game. That was stupid, but it was a great game.
That was the greatest ending I've ever seen in my entire life. That's the best moment I've seen.
It depends on your perspective. But it was pretty crazy.
It was awesome.
Cincinnati's defense is so god awful. When I thought that they couldn't have a worse defense, I think that their defense is worse this year than it was last year. And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Like, they make Dallas' defense look good.
That's crazy. That's two games, I think. What is it? Two games in a row where they've lost games that they put up 40 points offensively, isn't it?
It's also
they put up 40 against the Jets, didn't they?
No, it was 38-39 in that game.
Still, that's really high.
It's two games in a row that they have given up, and I think this might be a first in NFL history. Two games in a row they gave up a passing touchdown to somebody who was not a quarterback.
Gave up a passing? Oh, all right. I understand what you're saying now. Yeah, because Breece Hall had one. Terrible. I expect nothing less from the Bengals.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, that was a great game. I was worried there for a while. But it was a great game.
89 points.
I mean, yeah. Cale Williams killed it this week. Monungai killed it this week for everybody that streamed him. Great.
Told you.
Great play. I know he didn't get a touchdown, but great play.
It was ridiculous that he didn't get a touchdown.
Yeah, not
surprised. Put him in J.K. Dobbins area now.
That's a little far.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say.
But.
Yeah.
That's Denver, Texas. Only thing to say about the Broncos and Texans game was it went under, and it was great defensive game, but stupid offensive.
Yeah, we were right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a terrible game.
Great defenses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was a great defensive game. Even missing Patrick Surtain, Denver still held their spot.
Who thought the Panthers and Packer game would be a good defensive game?
Nobody. Or no, I didn't.
I thought it might be for Green Bay, but.
Not the Panthers.
Panthers have a good defense, but Jordan Love should be able to put
up points. Yeah. Chargers-Tennessee, that was a lot closer than I expected. I know I mean, they didn't have a great offensive performance. That defense carried them hard.
I thought that might
time.
But the Titans had a couple of, touchdowns. I think they had a defensive touchdown and a return touchdown. And the offense did not play great.
No, it was the muff. It was the muff punt, wasn't it?
Was it a muff? I think Herbert had a pick six and a punt return touchdown for Tennessee.
Oh, all right. For some reason, I thought it was a muffed punt.
There probably was one of those in there, too.
I mean, that was, just not a great game for the Chargers, but, I mean, they still won. A win's a win.
For sure.
Atlanta-New England, that game was a lot closer than I expected.
Atlanta is in
a lot closer.
An enigma. Atlanta and Carolina, both teams.
They don't make sense.
That should be playing better than what they do, but they just have zero consistency. One game they'll play great, at another game
none.
They'll just be awful.
There's absolutely none.
Yep.
Which is 100% on the coaching.
Is Bryce Young the problem in Carolina?
I think sometimes he is.
I think he is.
He can make some boneheaded mistakes.
They won that game in spite of him.
Yeah.
He had like 3.5 points in fantasy, and they won.
Yeah.
By the way, hats off to Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, he killed it.
Is a stud. and I get that Javonte Williams is playing well, but Dowdle screwed up because Rico Dowdle was
young. Yeah. I mean, who would have put it past Dallas to mess up? I would have never thought. San Francisco, Giants and Niners. That was a pretty good game. Mac Jones looks great. Do you think he gets a chance to start somewhere?
If he does it, he'll be criminal.
Yeah.
He definitely should.
Unless he wants to stay with the Niners. I can see it.
Well, if he has a chance to start somewhere, he's going to do that. And he should.
Yeah.
And he should.
Maybe.
Jackson Dart.
I mean, he seems to really
real
like the 49ers.
Jackson Dart's the real deal.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I like his moxie.
I mean, I do want to bring up Tracy had less carries than Singletary.
Yeah.
He had more catches, but only one. It just, I don't know. I think that's a situation to keep your eye on.
I mean, neither of them had more than 10.
I wouldn't start Tracy yet. Yeah, I wouldn't start either one yet until we get more. Yeah.
It was almost a 50-50 split. I think Singletary had 55% snaps and Tracy had 45%. They're both unplayable right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay away from those two.
Wandale Robinson and Darius Slayton, though, are playable, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And, I mean,
Theo, you can make an argument.
I mean, hold on to Theo Johnson. Yeah, he is definitely somebody to keep an eye on, especially now. with him being one of the top targets on that team.
Jackson trusts him in the red zone.
Even more. Yeah. Indy Pittsburgh. Who would have thought that the Pittsburgh Steelers would have beat Indy?
Especially the way they did.
I did not.
I'm going to say this, though, too. For them to only win by seven, and I get that the Indy kicked that field goal that was inconsequential that made it to seven. But for them to only win by 7 points or even 10 points when you created six turnovers is alarming as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people, I don't think enough people are talking about. Everybody wants to slam the Colts for that game. Every team, or almost every team, has some kind of clunker in a year.
Yeah.
The Colts just didn't play well. The Chiefs, and they still only lost by seven. Six turnovers, three picks, and three fumbles.
That's a rough
week. They didn't force any, and they almost still tied the game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was just not a great game by the Colts. I mean, not even really that great by the Steelers in that second half.
That's
they played
I'm
great
saying.
First
yeah.
half.
Agree.
But that second half was a little rough.
Yep.
Jaguars and Raiders. Who would have thought that would have been a great game? Brock Bowers killed it. Welcome back, Brock Bowers.
By the way, I would have thought that was going to be a great game. I said that. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not.
Brock Bowers was huge. I thought he would be, and I continue to think that he would be. Gentry played better than I anticipated, but the Jags played better than I thought they would too. Parker Washington had a really nice game.
Yeah, it was a great game, surprisingly. Rams Saints. I mean, that went exactly how I predicted.
Yes. Oh, yeah. In fact, I would argue that the Saints did better than I thought they were going to.
Really?
I mean, I don't think they did well. I'm just saying I thought they were better than I anticipated. I thought they could have gotten blanked.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised if they did. But yeah, just bad. I mean, yeah, what would he expected? I mean, apparently Saints overachieved for you. Buffalo and Kansas City. We were both wrong.
Yeah.
Mahomes did not look great. That was a bad game for Mahomes.
Definitely his worst game of the season.
Yeah.
So the question is, did
Kareem
he just have a bad
touchdown?
Game?
I think so.
I think
probably
Buffalo,
just a bad game.
Buffalo had a good game plan, though, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It definitely was both together. Yeah. I mean, Rashee Rice had a rushing touchdown. Kareem Hunt had a touchdown. I mean, yeah. Those were the only two that really helped a lot. Josh Allen had a great game. Just, yeah.
I'll say the same thing about the Pittsburgh Indy game. Now, I'll also say this, though. I don't think that the game ever felt as close as it ended at 7-point difference. Even after Kansas City scored the touchdown to make it to that, it didn't feel like that close of a game. But Buffalo should have put the pedal on the metal. And
kept going.
Zoom past. Unless they were just trying not to give away too much to save some from the playoffs. If that's what they were doing, then finally they get it. Because I guarantee that's what Kansas City does.
Yeah.
With them.
I mean, it was a good game. Just I thought it was going to be higher scoring, honestly.
The rivalry with those two is fun as hell to watch. But it's never going to be a true rivalry until Allen can beat Mahomes in the playoffs.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, we'll see if that can happen. Maybe this will be the year. Who knows?
I mean, it'd be cool.
But yeah, Seattle and Washington. Seahawks killed them.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely
annihilated. I don't think there's anything else to say about it.
Sam Darnold looks as good as anybody else playing right now, doesn't he? Quarterback-wise, he's killing it. And JSN, is he the best receiver? He's not the best receiver. Jamar Chase is the best receiver. But is JSN number two over JJ? He's playing
at the moment,
right now.
Yep. He's on pace for 2,000.
He's amazing.
On pace to become, isn't it the first player ever? Yeah. Great start. I mean, I expected Seattle to win, just not by that much. Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought that would be a closer game with Jaden Daniels coming back. And speaking of that, Godspeed to that young man. That was a gruesome injury.
Yeah, hopefully. Was he doing MRIs today?
I think so. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Which arm was that? Was it that his right arm?
I'm not sure.
I'll have to double check that. But if that is, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how that impacts him in the future.
Yeah.
I'll double check on that. Mm. That's a big difference if it is his throwing arm.
Yeah. Arizona, Dallas. Brissett was named the starter.
Officially, after going for
yeah.
So that
I think
Tyler
I also
heal
saw
more.
That. Yeah. I think they said 4 more weeks or something like that.
Kyler Murray sucks.
But who knows?
I'll say Kyler Murray does not suck for fantasy. But as far as normal football, no. Kyler Murray sucks.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter anymore if he's good at fantasy. He ain't starting.
Yeah. Justin Fields is great at fantasy too. But
yeah. Sometimes. But yeah, Brissett is starting. Brissett played great. Dak did not play great. But yeah, I mean, Jameson Williams had a great game, just no touchdown. Just Dallas looked bad again offensively. I wouldn't know it, not bad, but they just aren't effective.
They looked bad yesterday.
I should say. They All right, bad, they did look bad.
But Marvin Harrison, I mean, welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, that was a great game for him. Huge
Do we
game.
Think it's a coincidence that Marvin Harrison and Trey McBride have had two of their best games of the season with Jacoby being the quarterback?
I don't think it's a coincidence now.
Me either. So the problem the whole time has been Kyler.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Maybe.
We'll see how the rest of this plays out, but I think it's definitely looking now.
Yep.
I think Arizona could very well be in the quarterback looking area.
Yeah.
What's a better option?
Unless they
want
to roll
with
Jacoby.
And this is just right now. We just ended week 9. We're getting ready to go to week 10. This could change like 80 times between now and then. But which one would be a better option for Mac Jones? Arizona or Carolina?
Arizona.
Think so?
No. Yeah. Their receiving group is better with I think Trey McBride really pulls it towards
makes the biggest difference.
Yeah.
I think the defense is better in
I think
Carolina.
The defenses are close. Really?
I do. Not by a ton, but I do think it's better.
Yeah.
I think that the receiving, like just the receivers might be better in Carolina than in Arizona. But like Trey McBride definitely swings it. I don't disagree with that. But I think the running backs are better in Carolina as well.
Yeah.
I would take both.
I think the running backs
Dowdle
can be close if Trey
Hubbard,
or not Trey.
I'd take both of those running backs over any of the running backs in Arizona, including Connor.
Yeah. I mean,
and
I like
Trey Benson. Don't get me wrong. I just think that the other two are definitely better.
Yeah.
I think it's
I
closer than what
James
you
Connor's
initially think
out.
Between the teams. Is what
I don't know if James Conner is going to be able to come back from that because that was bad.
I don't think so.
That was a bad injury.
Not fully, at least. But
yeah,
but I've counted. I've thought that about like the. I've thought that about him before. So, I just Arizona's got the star power when you first think of the players, but I think Carolina's got a really good spot for the right quarterback as well.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, the Broncos Raiders. Broncos are probably gonna kill him.
I don't know that they kill him.
Well, maybe not kill him, but I think they'll win.
I think Bowers being back makes a gigantic difference.
Do you? Like enough?
I do not think. I don't think that they win. That's not what I'm trying to say. I just think that they make him competitive.
I mean, yeah.
I think he makes that team more competitive. And I think Tyler Lockett is a nice compliment receiver-wise. He fits well with Pete Carroll. And he's not Jacoby Myers. That's not what I'm trying to say. I want to write them off as not competitive.
Yeah.
As long as Bowers is playing.
I get it. I just do not trust Geno.
I get that.
Frankly.
And this is a bad matchup for him. But I think it's a bad matchup for Denver against the Vegas defense, too. It's 41.5. Actually, since we talked before, it's gone up to 42.5. And I love the under of this.
Yeah, me too. I just don't think there's... I don't think anybody has like an amazing, I guess, game except for Bowers, possibly. Just I don't see an amazing game out of anybody.
I mean,
like Vegas
I think
is
Bowers...
out wide receiver one now.
Huh?
Vegas is out their wide receiver one now. Jacoby's gone, so it's just Bowers is really their only weapon.
Trey Tucker's the wide receiver one now.
Who did I say?
You didn't say anybody. You said they're out their number one.
Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, he elevates into the wide receiver one.
I forgot Trey Tucker's a wide receiver. Yeah. I mean, He's not a good wide receiver one, though. Just
Denver's a great defense and will probably force at least one, maybe two turnovers. Like, what I like, the second best bet I like of this game is that Geno Smith throws at least one pick.
Yeah, well, easily. I think
if I can bet two, I will bet two. If that's an option, I'll bet two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like Bo Nix.
But yeah, I don't think it'll be a high scoring game.
Same.
Yeah, but I'm taking Broncos this game. It's just, I don't think it'll be a great game though, and nothing special.
I don't trust them to cover the spread though, at 8.5.
No. Mm-mm.
But
no, me neither.
Under and Geno's own a pick. Put it on the board.
Yep. All right, waiver wire grabs. All right. For our number one waiver wire pickup, I think it's Tez Johnson. I think you agree, right?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I think Tez is in a good spot. Yeah. He won't be the number one. That'll be Egbuka. So Christian Gonzalez will not be covering him. He'll be all over Egbuka. And I think that opens up Tez quite a bit, just like it has recently. Over the last three games, he's averaged 15.2 points. He's in a good spot. The Patriots have that number one quarterback, but they fall off quite a bit in their CB2 and CB3. So I think Tez Johnson is in a nice spot for this game. He's only 35% owned on Yahoo and 30% owned on ESPN.
Yeah. Harold Fannin, I think, is the number two player to grab. I mean, he's been playing great this season. He's been killing it for me.
Great spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked he's only at 43 and 50.
Yeah, same. He should be owned by more. I think it's because of Njoku also being on the team. But I've talked before, you talked before. We both think that both of these tight ends are starting worthy.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Because
the receivers suck there.
That's an understatement.
For sure.
Just their receiving corps have been terrible. Sam Darnold is our number three pick. Sam Darnold has played amazing this season, averaging a little over 30 points per game.
In the last
three. That's crazy that he's owned so little. Yeah. The last three. All right. Yeah.
I think he's a great guy to fill
Sam
in.
Sam Darnold's been playing great this season.
Yeah. You're not going to find much better guy to go into that spot if you need a guy for Flacco or Mahomes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Four and five. We have Josh Downs and Alec Pierce. I kind of favor Josh Downs more because of his consistent number in targets for every game. Alec Pierce definitely has that, playmaker potential because he always makes those deep catches. But
I favor
Pierce. Josh Downs getting some more consistent. Yeah.
Over the last three, Pierce is averaging 17.4. If all three of them, Pittman, Downs, and Pierce are all on the field together, Pierce tends to play the slot, and then he can run deep from there too. And so against the Falcons, I like that matchup that he has versus what Downs might have. And so that's why I favor him a little more. But, I mean, the consistency is much more there with Downs than Pierce. It's more of a feast or famine with Pierce, for sure.
Yeah.
And then we have some other possible additions underneath that. We'll post this on the Facebook page again, right? Or not again, but we're going to start posting this on the Facebook page as well. So there'll be that, the rankings, and the injuries on there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just those two Colts receivers, I think, are very underrated.
Agreed. And for Pierce to only be 27 and 12% owned,
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's hard to pick. Yeah. Insane.
I think all three Colts receivers are worth playing this week, though.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree. Yep. I feel like Daniel Jones is going to try to prove something this week. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know.
Do too. But this is a great game for them to get back to the running game. Falcons are not great against the running game. And I think that they abandoned it way too much. And that's why they lost the game, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a rough game for them. I feel like they're going to try to prove something this week.
For Daniel Jones to be effective, they have to pass through the running game and use them play action and everything else. They can't be so predictable, especially against a great pass rush like Pittsburgh has. And Atlanta has a really good pass rush as well. So,
mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you enjoyed the episode and you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you guys think. Thank you.